Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David Mitchell, the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbath Time Congregation, Mount Sinai, at the 12th Hour in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is December 3, 2017, it's Chisley 16, 2021. We're going to start our first service today with a song entitled, Till the Storm Passes By. Dark as a midnight, am I off to hit my face? While the storm howls above me, and there's no hiding place. Need the crash of the thunder, precious Yah, and hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by, till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there is no use to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise, where the storms never darken the sky. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds look forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long night has ended and the storms come no hope more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes, the heart will be when the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast and let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Babylon is Fallen, Part 3. Ezra Chapter 1, Verse 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh by the mouth of the Jeremiah might be fulfilled, Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. Now this is today. Yahweh has stirred up the spirit of Cyrus again today. Donald Trump is antitypical Cyrus, so keep that in mind. That he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Yahweh Elohim of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? His Elohim be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of Yahweh Elohim of Israel. He is the Yahweh which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, let the men of his place help him, with silver and with gold, and with goods and with beasts, besides the freewill offering for the house of Yahweh that is in Jerusalem. Then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all them whose spirit Yahweh had raised to go up to build the house of Yahweh which is in Jerusalem. And all they that were about them strengthened their hands with the vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with beasts, and with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. Also Cyrus the king brought forth the vessel of the house of Yahweh, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put them in the house of his God. Even those did Cyrus king of Persia bring forth by the hand of Mitredat, the treasurer, and numbered them unto Shesbazar, the prince of Judah. And this is the number of them: 30 charges of gold, 1,000 charges of silver, 9 and 20 knives, 30 basins of gold, silver, basins of a second sort, 410, and other vessels, 1,000. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. All these did Shesbazar bring up with them of the captivity that were brought up from Babylon unto Jerusalem. Okay, now that's the end of chapter 1 of Ezra. And we'll go out and read the first verse of chapter 2. It says, now these are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity of those which had been carried away from Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away unto Babylon, and came again unto Jerusalem and Judah, every one unto his city. And then it names all these children. This whole chapter 2 names all of these families. And then it says, then we're going to go and skip on over to Ezra now, chapter 5. Then the prophets Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Jerusalem, Judah and Jerusalem, in the name of the Yahweh of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of Yahweh, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of Yahweh helping them. At the same time came to them Tatnaiah, governor on this side of the river, and Shittar of Bosnia, and their companions, and said thus unto them, Who hath commanded you to build this house, and to make up this wall? Then said we unto them after this manner, What are the names of the men that make this building? But the eye of their Yahweh was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease, till the matter came to Darius. And then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. The copy of the letter that Tatnaiah, governor on this side the river, and Shittar, Bosnia, and his companions, the Arphaxadites, which were on this side the river, went unto Darius the king, who sent a letter unto him, wherein was written thus, Unto Darius the king, all peace, be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judea, unto the house of the great Yahweh, which is builded with the great stones, and timber is laid in the walls, and this work goeth fast on and prosperous in their hand. Then asked we those elders, and said unto them thus, Who commanded you to build this house, and to make up these walls? We asked their names also to certify thee, that we might write the names of the men that were the chief of them. And thus they returned this answer, saying, We are the servants of the Elohim of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which is a great king of Israel builded, and which a great king of the Israel builded and stood up. But after that our fathers had provoked the Elohim of heaven unto the wrath, he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and the Chaldeans, who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon. But in the first year of the Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king, Cyrus, made a decree to build this house of Yahweh, and the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of Yahweh, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and brought them into the temple of Babylon. Those did Cyrus, the king, take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered in unto one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor, and said unto him, take these vessels, go carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of Yahweh be builded in his place. Then came the same Sheshbazzar, and laid the foundation of the house of Yahweh, which is in Jerusalem. And since that time, even until now, hath it been in building, and yet it is not finished. Now therefore, if it seem good to the king, that there be search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, whether it be so. A decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of Yahweh at Jerusalem, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter. Okay, that ends Ezra chapter 5. And let's see where we continue on from there. We continue with chapter 6, verse 1. It says, then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls for the treasures were laid up in Babylon, and there was found at Archmeta, in the palace that is in the province of the Medes, a roll, and therein was a record thus written. In the first year of Cyrus, the king, the same Cyrus, the king, made a decree concerning the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem, that the house be builded, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 70 cubits, with 3 rows of great stone, and a row of new timber, and let the expenses be given out of the king's house, and also let the golden and silver vessels of the house of Yahweh, which the Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple which is at Jerusalem and brought unto Babylon, be restored and brought again unto the temple which is at Jerusalem, every one unto his place, and place them in the house of the Elohim. Now therefore Tatnaiah, governor, beyond the river, Shethar-Bozenah, and your companion, the Ephrathites which are beyond the river, be ye far from thence, let the work of this house of Yahweh alone, let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of Yahweh in his place. Moreover, I make a decree what ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of Yahweh, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered, and that which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs for the burnt offerings of the Elohim of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according unto the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail, that they may offer sacrifice of the sweet savors of the Elohim of heaven, and pray for the life of the king and of his son. Also I have made a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house, and being set up, let him be hanged thereon. Let his house be made a dunghill for this. And the Elohim that hath caused his name to dwell there destroy all kings and people, that shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy the house of Yahweh which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree, let it be done with speed. Then Tatnaiah, governor on this side, the river Shethar Bozneah and their companions according to that which Darius the king had sent, so they did speedily. And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet, and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the Yahweh of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus, and Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. And this house was finished on the third day of the month, Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of this house of Yahweh with the joy, and offered at the dedication of this house of Yahweh 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 he-goats according to the number of the tribes of Israel. And they set the priests and their divisions, and the Levites and their courses for the service of Yahweh, which is at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. And the children of the captivity kept the Passover up on the 14th day of the first month for the priests. And the Levites were purified together. All of them were pure and killed the Passover for all the children of the captivity and for their brethren, the priests, and for themselves and the children of Israel, which were born again out of the captivity, and all such as had separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land to seek the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, did eat and kept the feast of the unleavened bread 7 days with the joy. For Yahweh had made them joyful and turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them to strengthen their hands in their work of the house of Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. Well, you see, Yahweh can take your enemy, the king of the enemy, and he can turn his heart to help Yahweh's people. So you have nothing to fear in these last days. So all the nations appear to be against Israel today. But the United States is certainly the strongest ally, and they're the strongest nation in the world. And so they are supporting Israel. Israel is much strengthened by that. Because Donald Trump is antithetical to Cyrus, and he's doing that. But this is talking about the period when Darius, that succeeded Cyrus in the top, gave these commands to restore this temple. Well, there was a 20-year lull from the time that Cyrus commanded them to go back and build the temple. They were discouraged from finishing it. In 535 B.C., they started, and they were discouraged from finishing it until 520. It was another 15 years, 20 years. They finished it by 515 B.C., so 20 years after they started it, they finally got it finished under Darius, that succeeded Cyrus. Okay, that's the end. Now we go right on into Ezra chapter 7. It said, now after these things in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra the son of Seraiah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalom, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Meraroth. He says, the son of Zariah, the son of Uzi, the son of Buki, the son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of the Moses, which the Yahweh Elohim of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Yahweh his Elohim upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims, and the Jerusalem, in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king. And it came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he unto Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his Elohim upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Yahweh, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgment. So when you get a priest, a purified scribe of the law, that is at the head of the temple, once it's been rebuilt, then you have true worship. Then you have true worship. But you have to have a purified, sanctified priest, a minister. And that's what we didn't have at Gilead Center. They didn't have it with the rod. They didn't have a purified, sanctified priesthood with the rod from 1930 to 1970. Two leaders there, Beatty Holliff and Ben Rhoden. They didn't have a sanctified. Brother Johnson had the sanctuary. He had the commission to create a purified priesthood. He had all the laws. He had all the instruction how to do it. Yet, he didn't do it. So apparently it was not time for this. Had to wait for the time of antithetical David's era. And the David's era is here and now. This is what Yahweh is calling for. A purification of the temple in the Antitype. Now in Ezra 7:11, now this is the copy of the letter that the king Artaxerxes gave unto Ezra the priest, the scribe, even a scribe of the words of the commandments of the Yahweh and of his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, unto Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of Yahweh of heaven, perfect peace, and at such a time, I made decree, and all they of the people of Israel, and of his priests, and Levites, and my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, or go with thee, forasmuch as thou art son of the king and of his seven counselors, to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem according to the law of thy Elohim which is in thine hand, and to carry the silver and gold which the king and his companions or counselors have freely offered unto the Elohim of Israel whose habitation is in Jerusalem. And all the silver and the gold that thou canst find in all the province of Babylon, with the free will offering of the people, and of the priests offering willingly for the house of their Elohim, which is in Jerusalem, that thou mayest buy speedily with this money bullocks, rams, lambs with their meat offering, and their drink offerings, and offer them upon the altar of the house of your Elohim, which is in Jerusalem. And whatsoever shall seem good to thee and to thy brethren to do with the rest of the silver and gold, that do after the will of your Yahweh. For the vessels also that are given thee for the service of the house of the Elohim, whose those deliver thou before the Elohim of Jerusalem. And whatsoever more shall be needful for the house of thy Elohim, which thou shalt have occasion to bestow it out of the king's treasure house. And I, Artaxerxes, the king, do make a decree unto all the treasures which are beyond the river, that whatsoever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the Elohim of heaven, shall require of you, it be done speedily. Unto 100 talents of silver, and to 100 measures of wheat, and to 100 baths of wine, and to 100 baths of oil, and salt, without prescribing how much. Whatsoever is commanded by the Elohim of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the Elohim of heaven. So this is what happened at Kermit. This is a command given to Brother Johnson. And I'm going to read that again, verse 23, Ezra 7. Whatsoever is commanded by the Elohim of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the Elohim of heaven. And Yahweh commanded the same thing in 1970 for that to be done to the house of Gilead, at Gilead Center, the temple, as he had commanded to be done under Ezra the scribe, purified priesthood. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? Brother Johnson ended up at Kermit, Texas in 2002 with one son. But he had two sons that were active for a while before the one son, David, died in 1999. And then he is back to one active son again, helping him in his priesthood. Because he had personally anointed Daniel as an associate minister to him with olive oil. He anointed him, had a special service for it. So that's what you call an anointed priesthood. Also, we certify you that touching any of the priests and Levites, singers, porters, nethinims, or ministers of this house of Yahweh, it shall not be lawful to impose toll, tribute, or custom upon them. And now, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy Elohim that is in thine hand, set magistrates and judges, which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of thy Elohim, and teach ye them that know them not. And whosoever will not do the law of thy Elohim and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death, or to banishment, or to confiscation of goods, or to be imprisonment. Blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of Yahweh, which is in Jerusalem, and hath extended mercy unto me, before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened, as the hand of Yahweh my Elohim was upon me, and I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. That's the end of Ezra chapter 7. Ezra chapter 8, verse 1. These are now the chief of their fathers, and this is the genealogy of them that went up with me from Babylon in the reign of Artaxerxes the king. And it tells about all the sons that went up. It says, verse 2, of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom, of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel, of the sons of David, Hattush, of the sons of Shemaniah, of the sons of Peros, Zechariah, and of him were reckoned by genealogy of the males 150. And he goes on to tell about all the different ones that, of the families that came back. And then he goes on down to, verse 15, and I gathered them together to the river that runneth to Ahava, and there abode we in tents 3 days, and I viewed the people and the priest, and found there none of the sons of Levi. Then sent I for Eliezer, for Ariel, for Shemaiah, and for Elnathan, and for Jerob, and for Elnathan, and for Nathan, and for Zechariah, and for Meshullam, chief men, also for Jehoiarib, and for Elnathan, men of the understanding. And I sent them with commandment to Edu, the chief at the place of Tosifia, and I told them that they should say unto Edu and to his brethren, the Nethinims, at the place Casaphia, that they should bring unto us ministers for the house of our Elohim. And by the good hand of our Elohim upon us, they brought us a man of understanding of the sons of Mali. Now you have to have somebody of the understanding of the law of the sanctuary. And that's what they were. The sons of Mali, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah with his sons and his brethren 18, and Hashabiah, and with him Jeshiah of the sons of Meriah, his brethren, and their sons 20. Also of the Nethinims, whom David and the princes had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nethinims, all of them were expressed by name. Then I proclaim a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our Elohim, to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy and the way, because we had spoken unto the king's son. The hand of our Elohim is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. Now, I had read this also, I believe, in earlier, this very same thing. So we fasted and besought our Elohim for this, and he was entreated of us. Then I separated 12 of the chief of the priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them, and weighed unto them the silver and the gold, and the vessels, even the offering of the house for Elohim, which the king and his counselors and his lords and all Israel there present had offered. I even weighed unto their hands 650 talents of silver and silver vessels and 100 talents, and of gold and 100 talents. Also 20 basins of gold of 1,000 drams, and 2 vessels of fine copper, precious as gold. And I said unto them, ye are holy unto Yahweh, the vessels are holy also, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering unto the Yahweh Elohim of your fathers. Watch ye and keep them until ye weigh them before the chief of the priests and the Levites, and chief of the fathers of Israel at Yerushalayim and the chambers of the house of the Yahweh. So took the priest and the Levites the weight of the silver and the gold, and the vessels to bring them unto Yerushalayim, unto the house of our Elohim. Then we departed from the river of Hava on the 12th day of the first month to go unto Yerushalayim, and the hand of our Elohim was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy, and of such as lay in wait by the way. And we came to Yerushalayim and abode there 3 days. Now on the 4th day were the silver and the gold, and the vessels weighed in the house of our Elohim by the hand of Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the priest, and with him Eleazar, the son of Phinehas, and with them was Zabad, the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Levites, by number and by weight of every one, and all the weight was written at that time. Also the children of those that had been carried away, which were come out of the captivity, offered burnt offerings unto the Elohim of Israel, 12 bullocks for all Israel, 90 and 6 rams, 70 and 7 lambs, 12 he-goats for a sin offering, and all this was a burnt offering unto Yahweh. And he delivered the king's commissions unto the king's lieutenants and unto the governors on this side of the river, and they furthered the people and the house of the Yahweh. Okay. Now, our key verse there in chapter 8 was verse 22. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy and the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our Elohim is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. Now, I had read something similar to that, I thought, earlier. But anyway, this is the way it is today. That's why any time Israel comes to their end anywhere is because they have turned away from Yahweh and they have forsaken him. They don't want him to be their leader anymore. They don't want him to rule over them with his son. And so every time that's what happened at Gilead Center. Gilead Center couldn't stand. There was no way that Gilead Center could stand. The Yeshua's wrath was upon it. Yahweh's wrath was upon it. And there's no way it could stand. That ends Ezra chapter 8. And we'll go now into Nehemiah chapter 7 and see what we have there. We're dealing with Babylon. Now chapter 7, verse 1. Nehemiah, Now it's in the past, when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors and the porters and the singers and the Levites were appointed. Then I gave my brother Hatniah and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared Yahweh above many. And I said unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be open until the sun be hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, and every one to be over against his house. Now the city was large and great, but the people were few therein, and the houses were not builded. And my Yahweh put into mine heart to gather together the nobles and the rulers and the people, that they might be reckoned by the genealogy. And I found a register of the genealogy of them which came up at the first, and found written therein, these are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity of those that had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away, and came again to Jerusalem unto Judah, every one unto his city. Okay, so now it names all of these that are in this register. And that goes from verse 7 of Nehemiah chapter 7. And it goes all the way through, it just looks like it goes all the way to about verse 64. They sought their registry among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but it was not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood. And the Tershatha said unto them that they should not eat of the most holy thing till there stood up a priest with Urim and Thummim. The whole congregation together was 42,300. Besides their manservants and their maidservants, of whom there were 7,000, 337, and they had 245 singing men and singing women. Their horses 736, their mules 245, their camels for 435, 6,720 asses. And some of the chief of the fathers gave unto the work. Then the Tershatha gave to the treasurer 1,000 drams of gold, 50 basins, 530 priest garments. And some of the chief of the fathers gave to the treasurer of the work 20,000 drams of gold and 2,200 pounds of silver. And that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 drams of gold and 2,000 pounds of silver and 67 priest garments. So that would be 67 priest garments. So the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Nethinims and all Israel dwelt in their cities. And when the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. What takes place in the seventh month? That's the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles. That's the time when all Israel celebrates the harvest of ingathering of the summer fruit, and of the wheat, and of the barley harvest, and all the harvest. It takes place of the summer. Okay, that ends Nehemiah chapter 7. Now, let's go on to Nehemiah chapter 13. On that day they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and there was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of the Yahweh forever, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hard Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit our Yahweh turned the curse into a blessing. Now it came to pass when they had heard the law, that they separate from Israel all the mixed multitude. Now you see, this is what happened here. It was just us four people here left. We had Alan DeLong and his alien woman, that was married to another man and justifying their relationship. And I stood to the law on this thing. And because I did that, they're not here anymore. Okay. That's all that needs to be said about that. And before this, Eliashib, the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of Lord Elham, was allied unto Tobiah. And he had prepared for him a great chamber, where aforetime they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense, and the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the offerings of the priests. But in all this time was not I at Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of the Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, came I unto the king. And after certain days obtained I leave of the king, and I came unto Jerusalem, and understood of the evil that Elishab did for Tobiah, and preparing him a chamber in the courts of the house of Yahweh. And it grieved me sore. Therefore I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. Then I commanded, and they cleansed the chambers. And thither brought I again the vessels of the house of Yahweh with the meat offering and the frankincense. And I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given them. For the Levites and the singers that did the work were fed every one to his field. Then contended I with the rulers and said, why is the house of Yahweh forsaken? And I gathered them together and set them in their place. Then brought all Judah, the tithe of the corn, and the new wine, and the oil unto the treasurers. And I made treasures over the treasurers. Shelemiah the priest, and Zadok the scribe of the Levite, Pedaiah, and next to them was Hanan the son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, for they were counted faithful, and their office was to distribute unto their brethren. Remember me, O my Elohim, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my Elohim and for the offices thereof. In those days saw I in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves and laden asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victual. There dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said unto them, what evil thing is this that you do and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus, and did not our Elohim bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? Yet you bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants said I at the gates that there should no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and sellers of all kinds of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said unto them, why lodge ye about the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. So you see, the first thing you have to do is you have to clean up the money changers. You have to clean up the trafficking on the holy Sabbath day in Jerusalem. And I command the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my Elohim, concerning this also, and spare me according unto the greatness of thy mercy. In those days also saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod of Ammon and of Moab, and their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according unto the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them and plucked off their hair and made them swear by Yahweh, saying, You shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourself. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by those things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his Yahweh, and Yahweh made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our Elohim and marry strange wives? And one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat the Horonite. Therefore I chased him from me. Remember them, O my Elohim, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levite. Thus cleansed I them from all strangers and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, every one in his business. And for the wood offering at the time appointed, and for the first fruits, remember me, O my Elohim. Okay, that ends the book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, and that chapter. Okay, let's look at now the next chapter that has to deal with Babylon, and that would be in Esther. That would be in Esther. It would be chapter 2. Actually, let's just deal with Esther chapter 1 and go right on into it. It says, Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus. Now remember, he's the king of Persia. This is Ahasuerus, which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia over 127 provinces. Now those are the same provinces that Babylon ruled over before the children of Judah were delivered out of, at the end of their 70-year captivity. Babylon ruled over those same 127 provinces. And that in those days, when the king of Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces, being before him, when he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even in 84 days. And when these days were expired, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both unto great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace, where were white, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and purple, to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver, upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. And they gave them drink in the vessels of the gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance according to the state of the king. And the drinking was according unto the law. None did compel, for so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house that they should do according unto every man's pleasure. Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house which belonged unto the king Ahasuerus. On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bista, Harbona, Bigta, and Abagta, Zitar, and Carcass, the 7 chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus, the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. Then the king said unto the wise men, which knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment. The king, he knew who to go to. Those who knew the law and judgment, because the king, apparently, didn't know. And the next unto him was Karshina, Sita Admata Tarshis Mires Mersina and May Amukin, the seven princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face and which set the first in the kingdom. What shall we do unto the queen Vashti according unto the law? Because she hath not performed the commandment of the king as has by the chamberlains. And Mekmukin answered before the king and the princes, Vashti, the queen hath not done wrong to the king only, but also unto all the princes and to all the people that are in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen shall come abroad unto all women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes. When it shall be reported, the king of Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. Likewise, shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto all the king's princes, which have heard of the deed of the queen, thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath, if it please the king, that there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, and that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before the king as Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. And when the king's decree which he shall make shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both to great and small. And the saying pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Mekmukin, for he sent letters into all the king's provinces, into every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people. I have a son that is planning on separating from his wife, because she has taken command of the household, and he says, I'm going to make a demand and take back my manhood and the head of my household. He says, and if she doesn't acknowledge that, then I'm going to get rid of her. We're going to separate and get a divorce, because she's not honoring me as the head of the house, and she's teaching our son to disrespect me as the head of the house by her conduct. So, here it is right here. It's in Ezra 1:22. After these things, now we're in, Esther. This is in Esther 1:22. And I'll read that again. For he sent letters unto all the king's provinces, and to every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people. Okay, Esther chapter 2, verse 1. After these things, when the wrath of the king of Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done, and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servant that ministered unto him, let there be fair young virgins sought for the king. And let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, unto the custody of Haggai, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given them. And let the maiden which pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti, and the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, the king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is, Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together under Shushan the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women, and the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him. And he speedily gave her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens which were meet to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not showed her people, nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. And when every maid's turn was come to go into the king of Ahasuerus, after she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purification accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women. Then thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went out, and she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women to the custody of Shaashgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubine. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken in unto King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast, and he made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according unto the state of the king. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. Esther had not yet showed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her. For Esther did the commandment of Mordecai like as when she was brought up with him. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay a hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the king, a thing was known unto Mordecai, who told it unto Esther the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out, therefore they were both hanged on a tree. And it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. That ends Esther chapter 2. That ends our study for the day, for this study. And we're going to close now with a song. Just a closer walk with thee. I am weak, but thou art strong. Thou wilt keep me from all wrong. Oh, be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Through this world of toil and snare, if I falter, Yahoo cares? Who with me my burden share? None but thee, Zion and the thief, when my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant me, Yahshua, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear, let it be.